Welcome, this is Aratima. In this recording, we will be speaking about energy management. And that is about harnessing energy, using energy, and storing energy. The proper management of energy is important in relationship to abundance and health. But it also has some other good advantages. It makes room to integrate light into your life, because you're exchanging something that's not real, something outdated, for something real. It's also important because it locates your intent at any given moment. If you don't have a strong intent, you can't manifest anything in your life. It becomes very random, and you are experiencing and responding only to your subconscious impulses. It is also very good because you get rid of unnecessary clutter and you streamline your life. You also develop more light and power for liftoff to the next level of your awareness. It sharpens your perception and it makes your life very smooth, balanced, and nice. You just feel good about yourself. You will remove guilt, procrastination. You can catch up with time. You get rid of worry and feeling sad and so on, because you are doing what you have to do. So we will be doing a system analysis of your entire life. That will include your home, your clothes, your activities, your friends, your finances, your career, and so on. Before we are going to write down and work a little bit harder on this project, just listen to the recording. We will be going through the different areas of your life, and I want you to just become aware how you are responding, what comes up. So we're going to look at this first listening as a healing before you're going to take a booklet, a journal, a piece of paper, and make notes on the different areas of your life. So let's kind of look first at your home and your surroundings. And just listen. Don't let the mind go to how do I fix it. It's really just about becoming aware first. So is your home a place that gives you energy? Is it organized? Is it tidy? Is it functional for what you need? Does your space determine your activities? If you have a TV in the bedroom, you will likely watch TV late at night. Is your furniture placed in a way that you have to work hard to move around, or it stops the flow of your movement? Or is everything placed in a way that serves your energy and your movement and flow of the day? So just look around and just look at the pieces of furniture and objects you have and think about it, how they are determining the activities in your life. Now the central question is, does your home and your surroundings give you energy, or does it zap your energy? So on a scale of 0 to 10, and you're just going to do this in your head a little bit right now, but you don't have to write anything down. 10 is it gives you great energy, 5 is kind of neutral, and then if you go lower down, you basically are losing energy. If it's a 1, you really are being zapped by the surrounding that you're in. So does your home energize you, or it's kind of neutral or less? For example, when you come home, is there no food in the fridge? Is there laundry piled up? Are things in disarray and you can't really relax? These are sort of indicators of if your home is a place that gives you energy to create and manifest things in your life, or is the energy being leached out into areas that then are not available for you. Your clothings. So let's come to your closet. And are you wearing everything that's in your closet? Or are you hanging on to things that you never really wear? Is it easy to get to what you need, or do you have to struggle to see what's in your drawer and everything gets messed up? Are you wearing clothes that make you feel old and outdated? And again here, on a scale of 0 to 10, are your clothes energizing you, or are they draining your energy? The next step would be social activities. Is your social life time-wise balanced? Do you have a social life? And do your friends give you energy or take your energy? And are those social activities giving you energy or taking your energy? Do those activities help you grow? Or are they making you tired because you're just up late at night, maybe drinking somewhere and losing a lot of energy and having a hangover the next day? The next area of life would be finances. And that's the main reason you are here, to go over your life, because finances are a huge part of the manifested energy that you are able to store. Your finances. Is your income adequate? Is your spending balanced? Are you in debt? Is the debt draining your energy? Just noticing, we're not going to fix anything right now. Do you use money to make yourself feel good? Are you addicted to spending money? Are you hating money that you have to get rid of it right away? So on a scale of 0 to 10, when you think about your money, is it giving you energy? Is it neutral? Or is it really draining you? Probably it's more under the number 5. The next area of your life is your career. Is your job satisfying you? And if you don't have a job, whatever you're doing throughout the day, is that satisfying you? Does it make you happy? Can you utilize many of your best skills? What are those skills? Think about it for a moment. Maybe you have to have patience. Maybe you have to focus and concentrate. Maybe you have to talk to other people, and that is something that is you're one of your talents and it energizes you. Maybe you're outdoors and that's something that your nature loves and energizes you. Maybe you're doing something that takes your energy, it fragments you. Maybe you have to multitask a lot and look at a lot of little details. Maybe you have to look at numbers. Maybe your schedule is not appropriate for your body. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where is your career giving you energy, or is it draining you? Now the hobbies. Do you have a creative hobby? An activity that has no particular purpose in regards to losing weight, earning money, or promoting your career. Just an activity. It feels almost like wasting time for the modern person. You know, like those old hobbies like collecting stamps, or some of you might be scrapbooking, or knitting, or painting. But it has to be an activity that is extremely personal and is not connected with anything else than just you being absorbed in that activity. Do you have one? And is it giving you energy, or is it draining you? Do you have it layered with stress? Now let's come to health and nutrition. What are your eating habits? Do you know what is a good diet for yourself? Just say yes or no. Or maybe. How do you integrate cooking in your daily life? Do you eat out often? If you cook, how are you managing ideas, your appetite, your prep time? Does eating take a healthy amount of time of your day? Is it too much time or too little? Do you use your kitchen at all? Is the whole process of eating and cooking and nutrition giving you energy or draining you? Now, physical exercise. Are you doing any exercise? How much? Is it giving you energy or draining you? Are you over-exercising or under-exercising? Your family. Do you spend time with your family? Too much? Too little? Adequate? Is this giving you or drawing energy from you? In the area of studies and learning, are you continuously learning something on a regular basis about life in general? Maybe specific knowledge in any area, history, science, math, nature, and so forth. Do you feel stagnant in the use of your brain? Spiritual activities. Do you have a regular practice? Meditation, prayer, ritual, reading the wise ancient wisdoms, going for nature walks. Does it feel natural and uplifting to you, or confusing and disorienting? In that way, does it give you energy or does it drain your energy? Now, pets. If you do have pets, do you feel nourished by them or drained by your pets? How much time do you spend with them? Is it adequate, too much, or too little? Sexuality, your partner. Is this an area that is active or inactive? Does it give you energy or drain your energy? If you're not in a partnership, same question applies. Your own sexuality, is it active, not active? Is it giving you energy or is it draining your energy? So these are the areas of your life. This is just a little system analysis, kind of looking at every area. And as you've listened to this tape, to this recording, you're already becoming conscious of all these areas in your life. And just take a deep breath. We're not going to do anything about it. We're just going to go over the numbers. And when you listen to this whole tape again, then please make your notes on the scale of 0 to 10. And then just think about how you can improve the area. And I'll just make it up. You don't have to go into action about it. I want you to just write it down. And just make it up, even if it sounds totally impossible. Let's say in an area of relationship where you are always trying to find a partner and you can't, you would then write down, if I had this partner, etc., etc., that would give me lots of energy. Or in the area of finances, if I had this kind of amount of money, then I would be very energized about it. You just write that down, that's all. And then you just put it aside. You're going to start thinking. We might dream a little bit. You start kind of writing down, you pull out your journal and the notes, and then you think, write down some notes of how you could go about making the changes. And it can be very, very little. It could be, for example, just in your kitchen, you don't like how the cups and the glasses are organized. So because you have to reach always behind something, or it's very difficult. So just adjust that little area. It's very simple. It's much simpler than trying to figure out how to get another $10,000. Maybe there is the way you organize your laundry can be different, or radically clear some old clothes away. And if you don't know if you're going to wear it or not, if you haven't worn it for 8 months or a year, just get rid of it and look forward to having it replaced somehow. You don't have to figure out how, but it will happen. Thank you for being conscious and brave and looking all the areas in your life and just neutrally recording and analyzing what the situation is, and then slowly allowing your deeper creative powers to go about creating new situations and new circumstances in your life. Thank you very much.